Hello, my name is Jesse. I'm calling from Opinion Research. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. Are you registered to vote?
No. Vote for what?
To vote for President, Congress, and more. That's all right. If you're not registered, we can still gather up your information and your opinion, which is extremely important. Thank you so much. And so you're not registered to vote. In what year were you born? Just to make sure we're speaking to people of all ages, please.
What year I was born?
Yeah, just the year. Yeah, just the year.
1947.
1947? Okay, thank you so much. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November's election for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50?
I can vote, but I don't want to vote. I'm not voting. I don't want to
vote. Oh, you think you won't vote? You will not vote? Or are you still 50-50?
I don't understand what you're talking about, sir. I've never wanted to vote.
So you will not vote, right? If you had to pick, what would you say is the most?
I'm close to 70 years old already. I'm not voting.
Okay, if you're not voting, that's all right. We want to record your opinion anyways. If you had to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now?
A lot of people, everybody.
Everybody, okay. And, like, what would you say, like, climate change, inflation, economy, crime, drugs?
A lot of that. That's the main reason I said it, because I got some friends and they...
How would you say it? How would you do it open-ended in the first person? You know, if you had to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now?
The people are, I don't know, sir. It's so many things. The way they have a house today, and then the next day they it's all broken down and stuff. So I don't understand why they even say that. I just think that people have to take care of themselves to get out, whether they're claiming their monies. Or, you know, getting better from the, I don't know, sir.
Getting better houses, you said? Ma'am, there's no wrong or right question, ma'am. We just want to gather up your opinion. What do you think, in your own words, is the most important issue? You say, I don't know, there are so many things. You can have a house today and next day it's all broken down. Is that what you want to?
That's why I don't have a house today. I live in this house, but it's not mine.
So you would say housing is very important for you, right?
Not really. I just got one daughter. I have...
All right.
Let me just tell you this. I have 3 boys and 3 girls. And I make the 4th girl. And I'm the oldest girl. And everybody want come to me to keep me, helping them... How much they've left?
Right, ma'am. But let's focus right on the main matter of the concern on the survey. Is if you have to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country, our nation, ma'am? What is the most important issue?
Ain't going nowhere. People gonna tear this country up, mess it up.
They are continuing to tear this country apart, you said, right? Okay,
yeah,
thank you.
So, yeah.
Okay, that's something that we can actually include in the opinion. Thank you so very much. Now, thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden? Or like many people, did you skip that one? Back in 2020, 4 years ago.
In 2020, I didn't vote for nobody.
You didn't vote? Like many people, you skipped that one, right? You didn't vote, okay? And thinking again about this November's election, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden? The election were held today, you would vote for Biden.
Joe Biden, yes, sir.
Thank you, ma'am, for your opinion. Some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for. while others are still considering their options. Regardless of who you plan to vote for, please tell me how likely you are to vote for the following candidates using a scale from 0 to 100. 0 means there is no chance you would vote for them, and 100 means you would definitely vote for them. You can use any number between 0 or 100. Donald Trump, what number would you use from 0 to 100? Donald Trump.
All of them the same, 0 to 100, whatever you said. No
one. You have to select the number, what you know, indicating of how likely you are to vote for that candidate from 0 to 100. What number would you give?
1.
To Donald Trump, 1.
Just 1 vote, yeah.
Just the number 1, right? And how about Joe Biden from same 0 time. To 1? It would indicate that you are 1% likely to vote for Joe Biden?
I don't like Joe Biden. I would...
So what number would you use, though, from 0 to 100?
I would go to 0.
0? No, you said 1. So you would give Joe Biden a 0 and Donald Trump
zero.
A 1?
Okay, 0 is 1, 1 is 0. Same, that, sir, you know what? No offense, sir. But I don't think anybody's going to know try to vote to those people with that little...
The parameters are already established, ma'am. You just need to use a number from 0 to 100.
Okay, 0.
For Joe Biden and for Donald Trump, 1,
0.
Right? Or 0-2? Okay, thank you. Thank you, ma'am. Now, I'm thinking about the election this November. If the election for Congress were held today, would you be voting for the Republican candidate or the Democratic
no.
candidate in your district?
Democratic candidate in my district.
Thank you for your opinion. And if the election for U.S. Senate were held today, would you be voting for Republican Eric Hovde or Democrat Tammy Baldwin?
Oh, God, both of them. Give me Tammy Baldwin.
Tammy Baldwin, Democrat?
Right.
Okay. And now, who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration, Donald Trump and the Republican Party or Joe Biden and the Democratic Party?
Democratic Party.
Do you trust Joe Biden and the Democratic Party somewhat more or much, much more?
Somewhat more.
Somewhat more, right? Thank you very much. Now, please indicate whether you strongly disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree with each of the following statements. President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids. Do you agree or disagree with that statement?
Disagree.
Strongly or somewhat disagree?
Very, 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 very strongly.
Very strongly disagree. Thank you. President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy. Agree or disagree?
I don't agree. Nothing with John Wayne.
You will strongly disagree or somewhat disagree with that statement then?
Strongly disagree.
Thank you.
Anything he's got trying to, anyway.
Okay.
Yeah.
President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens. Agree or disagree with that statement?
How can I put this? I don't think so. I don't think that, what is the man's name you just told me, Joe Biden?
President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens. Strongly agree, strongly disagree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree. Strongly disagree. Thank you. President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants.
I think that he should not do anything.
Do you agree or disagree with the statement, though?
I disagree. He need to go right back to where he came from. Do nothing.
Okay. You would say strongly disagree, then?
Strongly disagree.
Thank you so much, ma'am. Moving forward, I'm going to read you a list of statements about different kind of immigrants. For each, tell me whether you disagree or agree that the president should take action to protect them. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living and working in the United States for over 10 years. Do you agree or disagree that statement?
Sir, I don't know anybody.
Agree or disagree?
No, I don't want to agree or disagree to any of them. Do what they want to do. If they want to get in the...
Neither agree nor disagree. Now, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have been living in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and work essential jobs as farm workers. Agree or disagree?
Sir, it doesn't matter to me either way. Because
well, we need to record an answer.
Uh-huh.
So you will not agree or disagree with that statement? It doesn't matter, right? Neither agree nor disagree. Okay, thank you. The next one is President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, who pass a background check and cannot safely return to their home countries due to war, natural disasters, and other dangerous conditions. Agree or disagree?
Disagree, all of them should go back where they was.
Strongly disagree or somewhat disagree?
Very, 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 very strongly agree. Go back. No,
I thought you said I strongly disagree first. Or would you say strongly agree or strongly disagree with the statement?
Disagree with all of it.
No, we're going one by one, not one, not all of them as of now. We're going one by one.
Well, I'll tell you what. Right now, I have a daughter. She's 47 years old, and I take care of her because she's sick, and she's just coming out the bathroom, so I got to get in there and get her cleaned up. You can call me back in 15, 20 minutes if you want to, sir.
All right. Okay, no worries. Thank you, ma'am.